Good morning. This is Pastor Roy Carter from the New Life Christian Fellowship Church, located at 1529 North Wisconsin Street. We just praise God for being here with you this morning. Had some technical difficulties getting in, but it's like life when things don't go the way that you want them to go, when they don't go the way you plan for them to go, when they don't go the way that it seems that it should go. You just keep trying and you keep working at it until you get stuff right. So we just praise God for the ability to be able to be here with you this morning and to share with you this morning. This is a day that our Lord has made, and I don't know about you, but I'm rejoicing in it. I'm glad about it. Despite what things might look like or how things might be for us, you know, when we look outside here where we are in Racine, it's a little overcast, and the report is that it's going to rain later today. Despite all of that, we still find a reason to rejoice. God is our sunshine in the middle of the rain. God is all that we need. So we're just glad to be here with you on this morning. We just want to say to you, as we have often done, we have to people continue to practice the health practices that our health officials have given us to do. Get your mask and put it on every time you leave the house. Make sure you're practicing your social distancing. Be sure to continue to sanitize and wash your hands and do all of these things that God will enable us to get through this time. We say to you, we're still not meeting in our place of worship at 1529 North Wisconsin Street. But hopefully soon, God willing, this will be behind us and we can then meet again, that we might be able to just share in the fellowship and love that our Lord has given us. We thank you for those of you that continue to send your financial support. Understand and know that your support is greatly appreciated. It's needed and it's greatly appreciated that we might continue to carry on the work of ministry. So you can give using the Givelify app on your own personal device. You can go to the bottom of our website, nlracine.org, and there at the bottom you will see that you can give with the app. You can give using the click on those ways of donating there. You can still write a check or money order and drop it in the U.S. mail. You can give in those ways that the work of ministry might go on. Now, our task this morning is, as it almost always is for me personally, to come to give you some words of hope, to come to give you some encouragement, to come to help you to go a little bit further in your walk with the Lord. And sometimes in doing that, it's about patting you on the back to tell you good job. Sometimes it's to, you know, scold you, rebuke you, correct you, and train you that you might go forward. This morning, I got a specific group of people I want to talk to. And you might fall in that category. That's the people that say, I'm just done. I give up. I quit. I want to talk to you today about what to do when you just want to quit. When you want to quit, when you just want to give up. You've tried everything. You've done everything that everybody tells you to do, and looks like nothing seems to be moving forward in your life, and you just want to quit. Anybody out there ever just want to quit? Yeah, I'm talking to you today. You that just want to quit. You know, in the world that we're experiencing today, I'm telling you, it can wear you out. And then there's a whole lot of us that, you know, we'll say, oh no, I don't feel like quitting. I'm not ready to give up yet. And we have learned how to very well put on a mask that looks like everything is just fine, when deep within, we just want to quit. So I just want us to go to our scripture today. The verse that I want to pay close attention to is Jeremiah chapter 32. Now, I'm going to allude to Job, and I just encourage you to, you know, this week, read the story of Job. Just go to the book of Job and start at the beginning, and don't stop till you get to the end. That'll give you something to do when you say ain't nothing to do. Read the story of Job. But in Jeremiah chapter 32 and verse number 17, reading from the New International Version, it says, "Ah, sovereign Lord, you have made the heaven and the earth by your great power and your outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you." That last line again, nothing is too hard for you. Nothing is too hard for you. You know, when we look at the story of Job in the Bible, we kind of can understand and co-sign, agree with how Job must have felt. The Bible talks about Job being a perfect and upright man, a man that lived his life pleasing God. Get this, he lived his life pleasing God, yet and still, all sorts of devastation fell Job's way. Job was doing all that he knew to do right, and God allowed that his children all be killed. God allowed that the storm would come through and tear up every bit of property that he had. God allowed that even Job himself would become sick, and this sickness would appear as though it was unto death. God allowed him to be deserted by his friends and those that he loved, that you would think would be there to help him along. We're talking about what you want to do when you want to quit. God allowed Job to experience days when it looked like not only could he not see the light at the end of the tunnel, Job couldn't even see the tunnel. Job would go to bed at the end of the morning, at the end of the day, saying, "I'm gonna wake up tomorrow and it's all gonna be better." And he would wake up in the morning and find that not only is last what I went to bed with bad, now this morning when I wake up, it's even worse. It was so bad for Job. You know, sometimes we say, "I'm just gonna pull the covers back over my head and just go." Job couldn't even do that, because he was banished to the outside of the territory based on the fact that he had this ugly disease. So he couldn't even be around those that he cared about. I'm talking about when you wanna quit. When you wanna just say, "I'm done." You know, there's some of us some people that have felt on the verge of saying, "I'll just end my life because it can't get no worse than that." I just first want to stop and say, please don't do that. Please don't do it. Please don't end your life. Suicide is not something that you want to do. And although it may seem like that's the way out for now, I guarantee you, as our verse said, there's nothing too hard for God. So what do you do when you want to quit? What do you do when you want to quit? The first thing that I challenge you to do today is trust in the sovereignty of God. The sovereignty of God. What you mean by the sovereignty of God? The fact that God is sovereign means he's the big boss. He is the top dog. What he says goes. You know, we see it sometimes on the job. We see it sometimes with some of our friends, and we might have even perpetrated that game to want to pretend and give the illusion that we are in charge and we can call the shots and what we say go, when the reality of it is there's somebody above us that could come along and in the click of a tongue say, "No, that's not what I want to do." And now we're standing there with egg on our face looking bad. God is top dog. He's sovereign and he is fully in control. So what he says is what has to go. Remember, in the story of Job, like I said, I challenge you, go back and read it. The scripture makes mention about the fact that here is all of the sons of God coming together. And God says, you know, okay, Satan, what you doing? Where you coming from? And he say, I'm coming about seeking who I can devour, who I can tear up and utterly destroy. And God says, have you considered my servant Job? And the devil says, ain't no need of bothering him because you got him protected. And God said, this is important. Understand this. God says, do whatever you need to do to him. Just don't kill him. Don't take his life. That's why God is sovereign. The devil did everything he thought he could do to destroy Job. But he had to do what God said. Don't take his life. Don't take his life. That's important because I need you to trust in a sovereign God, a God who speaks and stuff has to go the way he says it has to go. Remember in Colossians chapter 1 and verse number 17, he says, the word says, Apostle Paul says, for in him all things were created, things in heaven and in earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authority, all things have been created by him, through him, and for him. I need you to remember that because when you feel like you want to quit, you want to trust in the sovereignty of God. Psalm 115 in verse number 3 says it best. Our God is in heaven and he does whatever pleases him. He's not just a God that is supreme and almighty in name only. He really is in charge and everything is under his command. COVID is under God's command. God may allow it. God may, as the old King James say, suffer it to be so, but God is in control. And if I'm trusting myself to God, who is in control, I can understand that not only does he love me, but he cares about me. And in his loving and caring about me, he shall take care of me. There's a scripture that a whole lot of people like to quote. See, I say, it's one thing to quote scripture. It's something else to live by it. You got to know it so you can live by it. And Jeremiah 29 and 11, God is speaking and he's saying, I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. What do I do when I want to quit? I'm going to trust in a sovereign God who plans my life. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to trust in him who makes the way for me. And I got to realize that if God is planning my way, then even when I'm going through what looks like and may actually be utterly devastating, God got this in control. Why would I feel that way? Because God has purposed and planned my life. If God has purposed and planned my life, sometimes I got to feel like David. You know, when David over in the 119th division of Psalm, I take this one personally. In the 119th division of Psalm, in verse number 71, David says, it's a good thing that I was afflicted, that I'm sick, that I have these ailments and things that are going on. He said, why? So that I might learn the decrees of God. I take it personally to say that I might better understand what God has to say about me, for me, to me. That's why God allows us sometimes to go through what we go through, that we might learn, and it ain't just good enough to learn. We got to put into action that we have learned. So when I feel like I just want to quit, I got to remember the words of Philippians chapter 4. And verse number 6 and 7, and we know that all things, and what is all? You know, if he's in the sanctuary, I ask y'all, what is all? I say, underline the word all, because all means everything. The verse said, we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. This ain't the message for today, but maybe we need to look at that verse where it says those who love him, Because a whole lot of folks say they love him and their actions say they don't. Now, you just marinate on that for a while. You just think on that for a while. It ain't enough to just talk about it. We gotta be doing it. And then I can look for God to work in my behalf. We may face less than desirable consequences when we make bad choices sometimes. But then and even then, God allows these things to work for our good. As a believer, I gotta know that I can rely on this and then not fall into despair because of this. Why? Because I'm trusting in the sovereignty of God and the fact that God is in charge and I belong to him. Go back to that book of Job that I talked about, because y'all gonna go read this week. Job says in verse 42 and starting at verse number one, he says, then Job replied to the Lord, I know that you can do all things. No plans of yours can be thwarted. Surely I spoke of things that I did not understand, things too wonderful for me to know. As a believer, when we can realize that we live under the constant loving care of all our Almighty God, our Father, when we want to give up, we remember the sovereignty of the same God Almighty and understand that he is in control. God has never abandoned me. God is never abandoning you. I don't care. You can be like Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz and look up and see Auntie Em and Uncle Ned flying by. Everything could be destroyed. God is not abandoning you. You gotta know it. So when you want to give up, when you want to quit, I'm trusting in a sovereign God. Not only am I trusting in him, but I'm trusting in his power. See, God ain't just a God of a big title. No, he got some power to back up that title. He has the power. You know, Psalm number 20 and verse 7 says it best for me. Some trust in chariots and some in horses. But we believers, trust in the name of the Lord our God. Somebody who's able to do something. Somebody that has some power to do what is necessary to be done. I may not be able to escape my present circumstances, my present situation. From the way I look at it and what I can see, it may seem absolutely impossible. But I got to remember, I'm trusting in a God who has the power to do what needs to be done. Remember when Joshua was talking to the children of Israel and they going over into this promised land to possess it? We talked last week about that whole thing about going over there. Joshua tells the people, be courageous, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Why? Because the Lord, your God, will be with you wherever you go. I got to remember that. Remember the verse that we started out with? Nothing is too hard for God. You got to know it, not just talk about it. Too many believers, we've spent our lives, our Christian walk, just knowing something. All right, I know it. But when I take action on what I know, it then works for me. Let me try to give you an example that just makes common sense to you. You can know all day long that you paid your electric bill, We Energy's bill for us here in Racine. I paid my bill and the wiring in my house is good and the light bulb in the ceiling is good. I can know that. But I also know that I got to get up and flip that switch on if I want some light to come on. Until I activate what I know, I'm going to be sitting in the dark. I want to activate the fact that I'm not only trusting in a sovereign God who can do anything, but I'm trusting in the power that he possesses. I love the idea that I can trust in him, because when I wake up some mornings and things ain't feeling so good and things ain't looking so good and circumstances make me want to quit, I remember the words in Lamentations. Now, for me, I have a song that goes along with it that helps me when it says, "Great is your faithfulness, Lord, unto me." And that verse in Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 22 goes on. It says, "Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new when every morning. Great is your faithfulness to me, to you." But you got to know it. And because I know it, I'm going to trust in what I know. Don't matter what I'm looking like, when I feel like I want to quit, I got to remind myself that God has proven that I can trust in him and that he supplies for me what I need every day, every day. Because notice, when we start panicking, we usually panicking because we're trying to figure out what we're going to do and how we're going to do it and what. And then all at once, it's like, ever had when you ain't got no money? In your mind, you're thinking, "I just don't have any money." And you go in panic mode because I need to do something. And all at once, you remember, "I got that $20. Now think about it, $20 ain't nothing to get excited about. But it is when you don't have any money. And all at once you remember that $20 that you had folded up and stuck down wherever you stuck it down at. And you go get it and you are just excited and you relieved over $20. Why? Because it meets your need. When I can remember that God supplies my need every morning and great is his faithfulness to me, God ain't gonna mess up. God ain't gonna forget. Sometimes I promise somebody that I'm going to do something for them, and I forget. And now it's the time they're looking for me. And all at once, I was supposed to do A, B, C, and D. And I jump up and throw my shoes on and start running. And, you know, I'm trying to text and say, "I'm on my way, I'm on my way." That don't happen to God. He don't forget. And morning, every morning, he supplies us the mercies that we need for that day's journey. So not only am I going to trust in God and the fact that he is sovereign, he's the big boss. Not only am I going to trust in the fact that he has all power and he can do any and everything when I feel like I want to quit, I'm going to purposely put my trust in God's word. I'm purposely going to do it. Why do I say purpose? Because if you live your life determinedly on purpose, you do this thing intentionally. When you do something intentionally, it's going to take something great and powerful to stop you. Great and powerful. I've been places where, you know, folk want to stay out late. And you know, sometimes when you're with your buddies, when you're with your friends, when you're with the people that you hang out with, even sometimes some family people, they can convince you to do something that you really shouldn't do. And they'll be saying, "Come on, you can stay a little while longer. We ain't gonna stay there long." And you saying, "I need to go home and get into bed so I can wake up in the morning and be fresh, because I already know I got a long, tedious day at the job." Somebody who's determined, they're going to say, "See y'all later. Stay here long as you want to. Party hardy, but I'm going home." And then they go in and do what they're going to do. Why? Because intentionally, they mean to be at that job in the morning and be fresh and alert so they can carry out the duties that need to be done. I'm saying to you this morning, place your hope in God's word. When you feel like you want to quit, hope is that feeling of expectation, the desire for certain things to happen. As believers, we base our hope on the faith that we have in the Lord and the fact that God will do just what he said he's going to do. Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 11 reminds us. It says that my word goes out from my mouth. This is the Lord talking. And it will not return to me empty. King James Version said, "Void." It's not going to return empty. but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I have sent it. So I can put my hope in God's word. I know he said he's not going to fail me. He's not going to fail me. Why? Because he's sovereign. He do just what he said he's going to do. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 23 reminds us that we are to hold unswervingly. I like that word, unswervingly, without a doubt, without anything. We don't let nothing change us. We hold unswervingly to the hope that we profess, for he who promised is faithful. That's what you do when you feel like you want to quit, when you want to give up. Remember that our hope can be placed in the sure word of the Lord. It's in his word that we have life and strength and power and peace and joy. And the list just goes on and on and on. When you sitting on the side of the bed or wherever you sitting in your chair and you just rocking back and forth, talking about what I'm going to do, get you some word of God. Whether you listening to it, get it and read it. I don't care how you get it, just get it. Get some word of God. Why? Because God's word is sure and it's true. And it will pull you up out of the doldrums that you're in. Remember what Jesus said when Jesus was even facing a temptation, when the devil himself, see, sometimes you got to look at it literally, the devil himself had come and presented himself in front of Jesus, in front of the Son of God. If the devil don't think nothing of Jesus, that he would come and just present himself at him and try to tempt him to do something, you know he don't care about you. But when the devil came to Jesus, Jesus reminded the devil. This is where Jesus gained his strength right quick. He said, it is written in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4, man shall not live by bread alone. Okay, so what am I supposed to live by? Every word that comes from the mouth of God. Jesus relied on what God said. I guarantee you that's what will get you through if you rely on what God has said. Remember, all scripture is God-breathed, 2 Timothy tells us. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Remember over in Psalms, what David said in the 119th number of Psalms, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. It's going to show me the way that I need to go. It's going to show me out of my darkness and out of my gloom. What do you do when you want to quit? Put your trust in a sovereign God, somebody who's in charge. Don't put your trust even in yourself, because you fail yourself. I know I do. I fail my own self. You know how we do it after we done messed up. Oops, my bad. My bad didn't help you out of your situation. So put your trust in somebody who never says, oops, my bad. Put your trust in a sovereign God. Not only put your trust in a sovereign God, but put your trust in God's power, what you know he is able to do. And then put your trust, your hope, your belief, and your faith in God's word. That's what you do when you want to quit. I guarantee you, if you do that, you'll decide, as the old folks say, you'll decide you can go on another further. You can go on a little while longer. Learn how to live today for today, knowing that God shall get me through today. And if God gets me through today, there's been times I've said, as I'm praying before I go to bed at night, I lay down in the bed and I thank God for today. And all he's brought me through, and you know, I tell him whatever I want to tell him. And I said, well, God, I'm finna go to sleep. Because your words say, you don't go to sleep. You don't slumber nor sleep. So I'm gonna trust you through the night to take care of me. And then I'm gonna be looking for you in the morning that you might get me through tomorrow. Why? Because you got for me every day the mercies that I need. And when you learn how to trust through there. Now, let me help you real quick. Are there some days I wake up and I feel like I can't get through it? Yep. You know, those of you that know me know I have some health challenges. Yep, some days I feel like I just can't do it. Some days I ain't got all the money in the world. Some days I feel the same pressures that many of you feel. But I guarantee you, I've learned to put my trust in a God who is able. And I keep my hope in his word, knowing that he shall see me through. Remember, he's no respecter of persons, so if he's doing it for me, he'll do it for you too. Today, I just want to encourage you. What you want to do when you want to quit, you want to trust in a God who is the boss. You want to put your trust in his power, and then you want to rely on his word. Let's pray this morning. God, we thank you today. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy, your loving kindness that continues with us always. Thank you. We thank you, God, for making ways out of us when we seem to not have a way. You are our way. You who are able to not only open a door, but you provide a door when we don't even see anything but a brick wall. You're God. Thank you. You're not just God, but you are our God. Thank you. Now, Lord, we ask that you forgive us for any sins that we have committed, anything that we have done that's outside of your will, God, any place that we have missed the mark, any place that we have failed, any place, God, that we have disappointed you, forgive us. We love the fact that your word teaches us that while we were still sinners, while we were still in a place of discommunication with you, you loved us enough to send your precious son, Jesus, that he might be the perfect sacrifice for us, in that he is sinless. He gave his life for us, took on our sins, paid the price, and then rose again on that third day morning, and not many days after ascended back into heaven, that he might be the atonement for us. Father, forgive us. Wash us clean and make us whole. Your arms are outstretched that those that don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior, all they got to do is come to you admitting our sinfulness, and you receive us as we accept him as our Lord and Savior. Now, God, don't just forgive us, but allow us to forgive ourselves, that we might be out from under that cloud of guilt that would keep us bound. Let us go forward to become who you want us to be as we live our lives with you. Father, today we need you to look into the lives of your people. Bless those that are sick and afflicted. You see the disease that is running rampant in our country. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can. The fact that the doctor does not have a hope, does not have a vaccine, does not have a way of a cure, doesn't mean anything for you, because you only have to speak life and life will come. Bless those that are bereaved, have lost loved ones, and whatever that situation might be, Father, touch the heart, speak life, comfort, lift a bowed down head. And then, Father, we need you to make the way where a way needs to be made. Even as you did for Job, when we look at the conclusion of that story, you blessed him twice over what he started out with. We know that you can, and we trust that you will. Keep us in your care, Father. Brighten, be the sunshine, the light that we need for each day. That one that feels alone, the one that is experiencing a depression that seems that it can't be brought out of. God, lift him up. Let us look out for each other in the way that we can. And when it's beyond what we can do, we trust you. Keep us, Father. And we know that we can live in the victory and abundant life that Jesus has said that we could as we rely on you. We ask all of this in your son Jesus' name and for his sake. Thank you, God. Amen. Now you go and live in victory today. Reach out to somebody else. Touch somebody else today. We're going through a pandemic time, and while some of us are feeling fine and, you know, we're good to get through today, there are many that are not. Many that are not. So reach out to them. Just call them and see how they're doing today. And even though you may think they're doing fine, I guarantee you it will bless them for you to reach out to them today. We love you with the love of Jesus. Remember to practice our health initiatives as instructed by our professionals. We love you. God bless you. Share this with somebody. Tag somebody in on this. God bless you.